Hey guys, this is Andrew with Jumper, and I'm here with Richard today of Magic Sauce, his awesome group. I don't know if you've ever checked out his group on Facebook, but I don't know, Richard, I came across your group somehow, and it's got really valuable content in there, and I'm so happy to have you on the webinar here to just go over, find out a little bit about you, Magic Sauce is all about, and then maybe you can give some of the audience some tips on the right ways to go into groups and try and talk to people in there and not become so
Sure.
pitchy and things like that kind of stuff. Because I did see a couple of your video on there. It was really funny. I really enjoyed that one, and maybe we can go over that kind of stuff. So why don't you give the audience a little bit of background about you and how you got into this and what's Magic Sauce all about?
Sure. Okay. Well, thanks for inviting me on, Andrew. So my background is not in business coaching at all. I'm actually a dating coach. I've been doing that for about 4 years. And specifically, I kind of position myself against the PUA community and the other guys handing out all of the pickup advice and the tricks and all that. And I'm just like, here's how to meet your ideal woman, but still be yourself, but actually give actionable, practical stuff for what be yourself means and how to be the most attractive version of yourself. So you can still like be authentic, but actually get the kind of people you want in your life instead of be yourself and have no one. So I went down a long road with that of refining my message and then rebranding and then rebranding again and then rebranding again until I actually hit my target market with something that was like, oh, that's interesting. And that took ages because it's a really, really competitive market.
Can imagine.
A lot of the guys are very, very cynical because they bought all the PUA products that say, never be rejected again and all that kind of stuff. And they've been burned because it doesn't work and they're pissed off. So they're like, when they see a new message from a guy who's like, hey, I'll show you how to do this instead, they'll be like, okay, here's another scam artist, don't want to hear from you. And they leave horrible comments on your Facebook feed and they report you and you get banned from Facebook advertising, which is what happened to me. So you have to learn an elegant way of getting to these people. So the process of going through this of finding my own magic sauce, the magic sauce being what is it that defines you against your competitors? So pretty much any marketplace you enter online these days, even if it's like dog training, there's so much competition, isn't there?
Yes.
Loads. Doesn't matter what you go into. And if you're something like a business coach, you can't just, unless you're like a huge name, like Amy Porterfield, or you're like digital marketer or Eben Pagan, one of those people, unless you've already got the name there, you're going to struggle to be noticed because you're just another business coach in a sea of business coaches. So the magic sauce is all about helping people find, well, what is their specific thing that they can do where people go, oh, that's interesting. I need this. And it's different to everything I've seen before.
Right. So really kind of finding that blue ocean where you can, swim where there's not a bloody shark fest going on. Is that kind of the trick, I guess, in
Or at least if there is a shark fest going on, they're eating all of your competitors, not you.
Exactly. Well, that's an interesting thing. So have you found that switch from being like on the dating side of things to business correlates fairly well to everybody's need, I guess, or looking for somebody?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can help everybody because there's loads of
Okay.
different kind of people, but I have found that
Sure.
every person I've talked to so far, there has been a thing that they can do where they can separate themselves from the crowd, because generally a lot of people who are the business coaches, a lot of the people who really struggle with this are like the feeling-based coaches, the people who provide a transformation of some description or help you make a spiritual change. They don't tend to position themselves very well, or they feel bad about marketing, about selling, and they tend not to do as well as a result. So often, but often they're very, very good coaches. They're very good at what they do. They get really good results. They're just not good at marketing themselves. So once we can get like an angle for them that says, okay, this is it, and this is what I work on, this is my specialty, my magic sauce, it's quite easy to get the customers in. So I found for most people it's been quite easy to find. I don't know if you saw it. I posted a video on my group on Friday where I helped someone called Abby, who's a business coach, find her magic sauce. And that took, that was an 8 minute
Yeah,
chat.
was she the accountant person or was that somebody else?
Well, she used to be an accountant, but now
Right.
she's a business coach. And she came to
Business
me
coach.
saying, I'm a business coach. So we had to drill down till we got to the point of finding what her magic sauce actually was.
Right. And that process takes quite a bit of time. I mean, because most people, I guess, really don't break down their thing. I think they get themselves at a top level and they don't drill down. So, I mean, like, what are those types of steps to get those people to think granular? Like, how do you get them to think that low at a really okay. break it down from step by step?
So, I mean, if someone wants to watch that video, they can join my group and it's on there. And right. if you can't find it, just tag me and I'll send you a link to it. But I find it easier. Like, I don't have a step-by-step guide that anyone can follow to find their magic source. I might create one day, but really right. it's a case of, I'm asking you, if I was doing this with you now, Andrew, I would ask you questions along the lines of, okay, well, tell me a bit about your business. Then you say, well, I'm a business coach. Okay, well, what kind of results do you get? Okay, well, I help people overcome limiting beliefs and I help me. Okay, well, do you have an example of a great result you had? Or I'll be drilling down to like what great result you've had, the things you enjoy doing, the things you're really good at, and then seeing, okay, what are your competitors doing? Well, if your competitors are all business coaches, for example, with Abby, we ended up finding that she was really good at helping people overcome limiting beliefs. Mm. And especially the limiting beliefs that they don't know they have right now.
Right.
So I said, well, why don't you position yourself as the, if you like, the hidden limiting belief coach, the coach who finds your limiting beliefs that you don't even know are there, but are stopping you achieving what you want in business, maybe stopping you getting the relationships you want, maybe stopping you with your health, all kinds of stuff. Because when you unpick those limiting beliefs, it's like a cancer. And once you cut it out, everything else suddenly fixes itself often.
Right.
So that's the way we're positioning yourself. And you can see how powerful that is versus I'm a business coach.
Right. For sure. Yeah, definitely. In the group in the Magic Sauce group, where do you kind of find like people, like the conversations are going in there? I mean, is it all over the place, or do you find like a vast majority of the 80-20 kind of rule, people are just wanting help with this, or they're wanting, you know, solutions to that? I mean,
it's a tricky one as a group owner, and I'm sure anyone who's got a group who's listening to this can understand this. You don't want to stifle your own group and say, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about this, and be like some, you know, authoritarian figure, and then people are too scared to post. But you want to try and keep it on track. I don't want it to be just another business group where people are like talking about Facebook ad tactics, but I don't want to stop people. So mainly I try and keep it on track, but the conversations do go off a bit. So yeah, to be honest, it's something I'm still working out myself.
And you've had the group for how long now?
Only 4 weeks. 4 weeks today.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. So it's pretty new. But yeah, see, I already found out about it.
Yeah, so, well, I think it's some like 620 members or something today.
Yeah.
It's going great.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, and the idea just behind the group really was just really to help you, just to share your knowledge and then try and take that out to other people. And you seem to be resonating with people's desires to have, you know, a good, I guess, business coach in a sense, or a life coach, or however it is, right?
Well, I kind of found it by accident, really. Mm. It was maybe like 6 months ago. I was in one of the other big groups online, one of the online business coaching groups. And it's like, I was just sat at home bored one day with nothing to do on my own. I was like, I'm going to start a thread helping people about, in fact, I started a thread that sort of ranted against the elevator pitch, saying it's a waste of time. Sorry, I think our water went down the wrong way then. I started a thread that sort of ranted against the elevator pitch, the way people use the elevator pitch, you know, the I help people do X, Y, Z so they can A, B,
right.
C. I was sort of ranting against that, saying it's a waste of time the way people do it now. And then a lot of people commented back, but some people were like, well, why don't you help us with our pitch then if you think you're so great, Mr. Critical, you know. So the next day I was like, okay, this is a thread to help people with their elevator pitch. And I got like 300 responses and like loads of details I had in there where I was actually I help people out here. And then a bit later I did another thread on something else, sort of helping people find the magic source, although I didn't call it the magic source then. I was like, so then I just got to the point a few weeks ago where again it was another boring Wednesday when I was like, okay, what am I going to do today? I'll just start a group and see what happens. Like no plans other than that. And then suddenly here we are today.
Right. So you started the group And how did members and how did people start finding out about it? Did you, how did you let people know about it? Like, take us down that road.
Okay, well, this method I'm using is not necessarily, what's the word? You can argue about the level of how ethical it is. So let's just keep right. it between you and the other 20,000 people who are going to watch this. Well, first of all, I went through my friend list because I don't know about you. I get loads of marketers friend requesting me all the time and adding me. So I went through every one of those and I had a message that essentially said, do you want to join my group? But a little more persuasive than that. And I sent it to all those people. That grew the group to maybe 50 people or so on the first day.
Right.
Then I went through other people's groups. I first went through about my threads that I did beforehand in the other groups and was like, message all the people involved in that. And then I was like, well, this seems to work. I'll just message people in other groups. And I just scrolled down other groups. And I was like, okay, this person's asking a question, so I'll send them a message. Hey, I noticed you asked a question on this. If you ask it in my group, we'll try and give you a decent answer. Come and join here. Or if someone made a good post, I'd say, hey, I liked your post on this. Do you want to post it in my group? We appreciate this kind of stuff. And I just go and try and find people I like the look of or people who seem decent. If someone posted an absolute load of rubbish, I don't invite them. If someone posted it's like in completely broken English, I don't invite them. I only want people who actually I think are going to contribute all right. And what I'm trying to aim to do is have a nice mix of people who post stuff versus people who ask questions and people who comment. And then you kind of create this little ecosystem going.
Yeah, because that's the biggest problem, I think, with groups when people start them. It's the chicken or the egg, right? So you'll keep pushing out content, but they're all like sitting on the bench, not saying a thing. Yeah, and you're like, hello.
Well, I've had groups in the past on other stuff where I've tried doing this and you spend like 2 hours writing this content post and like editing it and getting it perfect and go, do you know what? I'm going to change this word for that word because it's slightly better. And then like you get one like if you're lucky. It's sort of. It's a bit demoralizing, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, it is. It is. That's for sure.
So one thing I did, it's only in retrospect that I see how this worked, but as I was inviting people, a lot of the times people would message me back and go, oh, thanks for thinking of me. Yeah, I'd like to join. So then I would send a message back going, great, you're in. feel free to write an intro post if you like.
Right.
So I'm not mandating you've got to write an intro post now, but then a certain percentage of them go, yeah, I will. So then they write an intro post. Then the key thing is I reward them for doing what I want them to do, which is engage in the group. So I hit the like button to give them like that tiny dopamine. Someone liked my post rush. And then I make a comment back and I'll try and if they just say, you know, I'm a coach who does X, Y, Z. I'll ask him about that or say, oh, that sounds good. How long have you been doing that for? If they ask a specific question, I'll try and give a really, really good answer. That way people are like, oh, I got rewarded for this, especially if it's someone who asked a question in another group and in that other big group that's supposed to be such a great group, they didn't get a great answer, which they often don't get.
Right.
They come to my group and they get exactly what they want. They are now a loyal member of my group and they're not going anywhere.
Right. Yeah. So the funny thing is, Richard, with what you did, what you talked about, and there was that whole post that you got, that you did about, introducing yourself to the group, right? So why don't you, I loved it. I mean, it was really, it was, why don't you take across, tell us a little bit about like the best way when you're joining a group, your group, any group, what you should and shouldn't do, because if you haven't seen it in Rich's group, you got to join his group to see it. It's really great, but maybe you can summarize and tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I need to kind of deconstruct what I did. I think I went off for like profanity filled rant.
It was kind of like the stodgy old guy going, you know, don't do that, but it was hilarious. But anyway,
and another thing. Point number 26, you can't do when you're to my group, so here's the thing, you've got to do something. So a lot of people are entering new groups as being like, okay, I'm a coach or I'm selling something, I've got a book and I want people to buy it. You know, we're all in the same boat, we've all got a business, we want people to come and buy stuff from, right? So you go in the group and you're like, hopefully this will have new customers. Now, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. The wrong way to do it is to be like, hey, here I am. I am the greatest sales trainer the world has ever seen. I've sold billions of stuff. I could sell ice to Eskimos. I could sell this. I've done that. And I'm so great. And I've been doing this for 30 years. And I've been training people for this long. And there's nothing I don't know about sales. Here's the link to my website. Check me out. PM me if you've got any questions about this. That's just like screaming buy my shit. And you're going to piss off the admins when you do that, because nobody wants somebody to come into their house and be like, hey, I've got a party across the road that's much cooler. Do you want to come and join it? You're going to piss people off. So you want to make it look, and this doesn't have to be fake. You can do it genuinely. You can still get what you want and contribute to the group. You want to make it look like I'm here to contribute to the group. So somebody posted in the group saying, I am a sales trainer. I'm a TEDx speaker. I'm a former Marine. I'm done this and I've done that. I'm excited to be in the group and I'm looking, let me know how I can contribute. And if you've got any questions, let me know. So what he's done there is he said a few things he's done, but they're kind of like intriguing. Because I posted a question back to him, like, tell me about your TEDx talk. I'd quite like to do a TEDx talk at some point. How did that come about? And then someone else who's been in the Marines is like, oh, which division were you in? So it creates a lot of interest, likes and all that kind of stuff, as opposed to when people normally introduce themselves where they get nothing. So it's about, can you write something that's a little intriguing? Can you write something that's a little bit funny? Like, you know, I am a mother of four, and I help people with their limiting beliefs, and I'm a monkey trainer in my spare time. It was a terrible example. It sounds ridiculous, but it's kind of, you know, it's sort of a pattern interrupt to make you go, oh, monkey trainer, that's kind of funny. And you might get a like for that. You might get someone go, what do you mean a monkey trainer? Something that's just a bit funny or a bit disruptive, as opposed to the normal, I am a business coach and I help people who need help with their business achieve more sales. It's pretty boring, that, isn't it? No one's going to respond. So it's about putting something that's a bit intriguing out there, a little bit of credibility to say, oh, I help these kind of people and I'll be doing this, without it looking like you're trying to sell yourself. So it looks like, don't post any links, don't post any videos, do any of that stuff that say, don't ask people to contact you. Right. Just put something intriguing out there and let people come to you. And people will come to you if you've written a good enough post. And some people will even private message you and be like, oh, that thing you said about the TEDx talk, can you tell me about it?
Right.
Now you're actually in a sales conversation.
Right, right. So it's more of the pull than push kind
absolutely.
Of
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting. Cool. Yeah. So that's pretty interesting. So for you to get started, just to summarize kind of what we went over here was that, in starting up the group, you basically used your basically group, people that were, had friended you prior, reached out to them, said, you got a group kind of stuff, gone into groups that you were already in, found that there were interesting posts that people said, and then you asked them, say, hey, would you, you know, like posting that in our group as well and join? We'd like to have that kind of stuff. And so you would tell those type of people and then kind of go through that way. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And that's basically, and that's the way to grow your group kind of organically, I guess, and then have value.
From the ethical point of view, Andrew, there's a part of me that's not too happy with my behavior here, you know, because I'm like, I wouldn't like someone coming to my group and doing this, but I'm a bit like, do you know what? The people are still in the original groups. They're still seeing that content, but they get something good for me as well. So I sort of go, okay, well, I'll grow my group this way. And it gets to, when it gets to the point, which I don't know where that is, where the Facebook algorithm picks it up and then recommends it to other people, Facebook then does the advertising for you. That's the goal here.
Right. Okay.
I mean, obviously, for anyone who thinks that's a lot of work as well, I've got a couple of templates in the notes on my phone. And I just copy and paste one of them for whichever group I'm in. And then when I see someone who likes it, when I see someone in a post I want to invite, I click message on their thing. Then I paste the message in, I change the name. Well, make sure you remember to change the name.
Hi, Don. I'm Sammy. I've done that.
People called Emma don't like being called Bob.
Right. Well, it's the guy who spells his name the other way, right?
That's it. So you just change it and just say, oh, I saw your post on XYZ, or I saw you're a social media expert, and I thought, and I'll just try and tweak it a little bit to make it look like I wrote it for them, but without having to write a full post from scratch and then send a message. And I can do 50 of those a day in less than an hour, usually like in bed before I got up in the morning. So it's not like a huge thing where you sat all day doing this boring thing. If 50% of those accept, which roughly is what, you're going to get 25 a day, and you can grow a group pretty fast off that. You know, that's more than 600 a month.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So in terms of your group, do you post, like, is it a daily thing that you're doing, kind of affirmation types of things? Or are you just kind of like how do you come up with your content? And then kind of like, how do you keep the group going? Like, you know, are you going to day-to-day kind of stuff? And are you looking to monetize as well?
Yes, I'm going to monetize at some point. My plan is, I've always enjoyed helping people make transformations rather than sell like, you know, like a $7 ebook or something like that, which people read and then do nothing with. So I like to get people in and work with a few people at once. And the idea is to help people, that initial call, to do a one-on-one call with them to figure out the magic source, then give them the path forward and say, okay, this is how to implement it, then help them implement it until they've got it done. That's what I want to do with people, but, you know, all in good time.
Right.
Oh, sorry, what was the other question? I forgot the first bit.
No, it was just that the daily, the posting and the information type of thing. Like, how do you come up with that?
I don't have a strict posting schedule, but when I started a group, I just wrote down as many things that I could think of to talk about. And I wrote some posts on them and I say, okay, I'll mention this on this day. In the first week, I actually had an idea. At lunchtime every day, I go for a walk around my local neighborhood and I go past a load of shops. And I was like, as I walk past the shops, I'd be like, the marketing on some of these shops is pretty horrendous. So I'll take a picture of like the shop front or the sign or whatever. And then I'd write a post on it. And I called it Magic Source Lunchtime Lessons. And I did like a 5-part series that I wrote in a couple of hours and then queued all the posts up like Monday to Friday. So then they were there, they just posted themselves on a schedule. I didn't have to worry about it. But that's like a week's worth of content there for not a lot of effort. So generally, a good way of finding content is, what are other people recommending or doing that annoys me? For example, one thing that annoys me at the moment is all of these automated webinars that people pretend to be live. Or it's like these amazing coaches that can do a webinar every 30 minutes during a day, 24 hours a day, 365 days. You're like, let's give them homage now, you know. The world's great online PDF shortage. I'm only selling 1,000 copies of this PDF that can be downloaded for limited time, you know, stuff like that. There's plenty of content there. And you can see from the premise, it's quite easy to make something that's sort of funny and not dry or whatever. It's sort of amusing to make some points. So I just write stuff like that. Or I've got my weekly landing page critiques thread. That's
I saw that. That's a good one.
That's dead easy for me because people just submit landing pages and then I just go, okay, I'll then talk about it. It's a live video. No effort required, really.
Right. And do you do a lot of, most of your stuff is live or recorded, or how do you find the engagement? Do you find better with recorded or live?
Early days, I've only uploaded one recorded video. Everything else has been live.
Okay.
I think more people watch the live stuff, but did they watch the live stuff because they were more interested in that? I don't know. I haven't tested it to say it. People say that Facebook show live video to more people, but I don't know. I put a mix of live video content and text content out there, and it's sort of, it's different people who consume different kind of things. So keeps everyone happy.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Richard, awesome. I mean, I know that you're a busy guy and I don't want to keep you for too long. I would go through like, you know, what's your top question, you know, what's your favorite book to read and all that, but you know, that's kind of close to cliche. I'm not going to do that. Put you on the spotlight.
Okay. I don't even know what answer to it anyway. So,
So how can people find out about you, more about what you're doing, offering services, things like that?
Sure. Yeah. So if people want to come and join the group, there's no website, there's no services to offer at this stage. So just come and join the group and check it out. And you know what, if the worst case scenario is you hate it and you leave the next day, so no harm done. So if you want to go, if you search your Facebook for The Magic Source for Online Marketers, or go direct to facebook.com/groups/magicsource, then you'll find it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and we'll put that into the slide so everybody will be able to see that. And the best way to reach you, like contact you, is through the Facebook group. You have email or LinkedIn.
Find me in Facebook. If you've got anything specific, just find me in the Facebook group and send me a private message.
Cool. Yeah, and Richard's pretty responsive, so that's for sure. Yeah, so cool. All right, Richard, well, I really, really do appreciate your time. And guys, go to the Magic Sauce group. It's really awesome. There's lots of stuff there, and it's no BS kind of stuff. So you'll get all that information. So Richard, thanks for your time.
Thanks. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Okay, get back. Cheers.